Greetings. Today, Bonnie and I are in California visiting our family that lives here. We've been enjoying time with kids and grandkids with the blessings of family. One of the riches of life in this world is surely family. We are looking forward to a great week here. What does it mean to be led by the Spirit of God? The Scripture says that those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God, Romans 8:14. This is a term for those who inherit the character, nature, way, power, and authority of God. It is a term for both men and women who take on the attributes of their life-giving Father in heaven. These are those who bring liberty to the world they live in. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit is a sevenfold Spirit. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowing as in intimacy, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. To be led by the Spirit of God is not a matter of being told what to do. God can surely instruct us as to what to do in a matter, but the ultimate aim is to do what we see our Father doing in all things. This requires us to be led by a different internal motivator. Holy Spirit gives us a different desire, a different wisdom, a different understanding, a different counsel, a different might or strength, a different knowledge as an intimacy, and a different awe, a different motivation for purpose in life. We live in a world that is filled with difficulty. The difficulties of life are not intended to destroy us. They are the true tests of life that manifest the true internal motivations of our lives. Romans 8:19 through 22, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits, to expect fully, for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope,